This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Turkey's Erdogan offers to host a peace summit with Russia during a visit from Ukraine's Zelensky. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Speaking at a joint news conference, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan told reporters that he hoped Russia would be on board with the idea. We're also ready to host a peace summit in which Russia will also be included. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said any peace negotiations must align with a 10-point plan, which includes the restoration of Ukraine's territorial integrity and the withdrawal of Russian troops. Zelensky's visit to Turkey came as he continues to press other nations for more munitions and weaponry to drive back Russian troops in the Donetsk and Kharkiv regions. I'm Karen Chamas.
The commander overseeing U.S. military operations in the Middle East is warning that deterrence of Iranian proxies is temporary and that Iran is not paying the price for its role in violence across the Middle East. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has the details.
General Eric Kurilla faced tough questioning from lawmakers who say Iran is not suffering the consequences it deserves.
But are they paying no cost?
I think they are not paying the cost.
If there's an Iranian spy ship providing targeting information to kill sailors from Alaska and North Dakota, why aren't we sinking those ships?
I provide options ranging everything from cyber to kinetic, and I also identify the risk of escalation and all of those options.
Okay, now we always talk the risk of escalation. The Iranians are escalating on us.
Iran has denied supplying the Houthis with weapons despite repeated evidence to the contrary, including Iranian weapons bound for Yemen that were seized by U.S. forces. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit VOA News.